Hi guys. Today we're going to talk about how you can best work with your obstetrician and the staff at the hospital when you and your partner go in for the birth of your baby. This is really what trips up a lot of fathers. I mean, it trips up women as well. I mean, you're going to a hospital. What's a hospital for? It's for places where people are sick or dying or injured or, you know, but it's also a place where people are giving birth. And so you need to treat the hospital a bit differently than you would normally treat it. It's actually like a very sophisticated motel that you're going to spend some time in. Is childbirth safe or unsafe? Well, it's both. I mean, the reality is we wouldn't have the population we had if childbirth was that unsafe. But if something happens that's untoward to you or to your partner or to your baby, then it's been unsafe for the two of you. So many people choose to give birth in the hospital because they want the safety of a highly trained obstetrician and trained staff. And that's perfectly normal. On the other hand, women can have lots of medical problems and yet spit out a baby without a problem. A baby can have lots of medical problems and be spit out with no problem at all. There are women who can be very healthy and have done everything and done all the research, planned a very natural birth in the hospital, and yet found that the pain of the dilation of the cervix is so overbearing that they are tense and they end up with a cesarean. So whether there are medical issues or not, it doesn't necessarily reflect on the type of birth that your partner has. And remember, there are three types of birth. The most common, and prior to cesareans, was that everybody labored and had a vaginal birth. With cesareans, there are women who labor and have surgical births, and there are women who don't labor and go straight to the cesarean delivery. But you're always giving birth to your baby, and this is always an activity you're doing. And that's why Birthing Better with the Pink Kit method is such a powerful set of skills-based resources for your pregnancy and childbirth, because they come from families just like yours. And many of them had non-laboring cesareans, as well as labors and cesareans and labors and vaginal births. And what we did was we just committed to using the skills no matter how our baby was born, because we got pregnant to have a baby. We didn't get pregnant to have a type of birth. So it's really important that you use your skills no matter what. The obstetrician that you have and the staff see hundreds and hundreds of births, and they see very, very few parents now use skills. In the 1970s, there was a high societal expectation that parents use skills, and Lamaze and Bradley methods were very popular then. But by the 1980s, there was a choice-based approach to childbirth, and that's what you're getting in your classes and the books that your wife is reading and that you're probably not reading. She wants to gather all the information so that the two of you can write a birth plan with what you hope you want or what you want people to do and don't do. But a birth plan's become like a wish list or items on a menu. And since there's no way to know what your birth's going to be like, it's really very difficult to have a birth plan that follows along. So the best thing is to take a skills-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth, because it's an activity you have to do, which means that the chances are that the labor is going to start at home, or your journey to the hospital for a non-laboring cesarean is going to start at home, and time passes between then and when your baby's born. So you want to fill your time using skills. It's the same way as driving a car. When you get in the car and you want to go from A to Z, you use your skills as soon as you get behind the wheel of the car. So you need to learn the skills in pregnancy, and really you need to learn to help your partner prepare her pregnant body to be a birthing body as well. So when you get to the hospital, the obstetrician may only come in a few times. It's mostly the staff you're dealing with. And I want to tell you that the staff really loves seeing skilled birthing women, and they love seeing skilled coaching dads. The reality is they see so few of them. So when you come in with skills, they're not going to interfere with your skills. Yes, they're going to want to do the assessments. They have to come in every 2 to 4 hours and check the baby and the heartbeat and your wife's temperature and her blood pressure and maybe do a vaginal exam, and they may monitor, have a strip around the belly to monitor the baby's heartbeats, or they may want to do some procedures like rupture the membranes. But the reality is they're fine with you continuing to use the skills. They love seeing skilled parents work together. They don't see enough of them. They wish everybody did. So when you work with your obstetrician and the staff midwives, they're going to praise you. You're going to be the talk of the ward. And you're going to feel good about it, because what you're going to realize is that regardless of whether there's an obstetrician or staff, your wife's still doing this activity with the baby. And instead of just standing around doing nothing, when you help her cope with the natural occurring pain, deal with it, manage the pain, then she really trusts you to be there for her. And she trusts you as a person, she trusts you as her partner, and she trusts you as the baby's father, which means that she will trust you with a newborn. There's nothing sadder than a dad who hasn't really known how to help at a birth, and he's felt useless and helpless. And after the baby's born, when the mother expects you to change the nappies, and you can't know, you don't know how to change the diapers, and you fumble and stumble, and she knows you were useless at birth, and so she says, get out of the way, I'll do it, then men just retreat. And that's not fair. If we're going to have fathers in the births with us, and we wanted you there, so we need to have you skilled, but we need to be skilled as well. And we need to not stop working with our skills just because we're in a hospital. It's our birth, and we need to take charge of our birth. Pain might be intense during the dilation phase, but we can manage it. We might not like 1 second of it, but we can feel empowered by our own managing skills. So when you go into the hospital, you need to know that your obstetrician and staff will not stop you from using your skills together. If you tell them that you learned and practiced skills, they may say to you, oh, well, you know, there's no way to know what your birth's going to be like, so therefore there was no way that you could have prepared for this. That's absolutely nonsense. Just because you don't know what it's going to be like, of course there are ways to prepare for it. And the skills that you're going to learn in the birthing better with the Pink Kit Method, Pink Kit Package, are the skills that you will be able to use once your birth begins to unfold. And this is true for a labor, and this is true for a non-laboring cesarean. It's true for every single birth. If it takes time and your partner is conscious, then together you can work with your baby's efforts to be born.